There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Allison is looking for some advice this morning when it comes to teenage drama. Her 13-year-old daughter found out the girl who was supposed to be her best friend has secretly been bullying her by starting a Snapchat group with other girls in school.
Get out of my face.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 585-252-9800. If you have any advice on this today, or if this happened to your kid, hit us up. It's an all-new Parental Confidential. And Allison wrote in this week and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Thank you both for the laughs in the morning. I have a 30-minute commute, so you guys help with that. I have a 13-year-old daughter who found out that two of her so-called friends created a Snap group chat about her. There has also been a noticeable difference in how these friends treat and interact with her at school and school events. However, one of her best friends, who is 14, we'll call her Lisa, typically comes out with us. And she acts sweet as pie, makes it out to look as though her and my daughter are besties. My daughter is quite mature and non-confrontational. So when she found out her friend created this Snap group, it broke her heart. When she told me, she just said, well, at least I know it hurts, but it's not like I can do anything about it." That's a very mature thing to say for a girl who's only 13.
Right.
I reassured her that doing that type of thing says more about them than her. I also asked if she was sure about the group, if she had proof. And she said a different friend showed her a screenshot of the group. What a spiteful thing to do.
What?
She hasn't done anything to these girls at all. They're just turning into typical mean girls. And my issue is that we have an event lined up in a few weeks where I've agreed to my daughter and this so-called friend of hers to take them out for the afternoon. I really don't want to do it anymore, but I also want to make things worse for my daughter by talking to the mom and canceling. Regardless of how well conversations go with the parents, I know my daughter's friend, aka Lisa, is quite two-faced and will make my daughter's life miserable at school. I'm thinking to just go through with the plans we currently have in place. I don't agree with that.
Right.
And take the girls out and then avoid any future plans and distance my daughter from this girl as much as possible. Do you think that's the right approach? Any support tips greatly appreciated from more experienced parents of teenage girls? I'm sorry for the long message. Any help from you guys or parents listening is so appreciated.
Damn.
Honestly, there's no reason to stretch this out a few more weeks, Allison. Tell them, call the mom.
Stop it at the door.
Stop it at the door.
Because you know what? I vividly, vividly remember when I was younger and what was it called? MySpace was a thing. And my mom specifically sat me down because there was this young girl named Megan Meyer, and she was in a similar situation. It was MySpace at the time, but she ended up committing suicide.
Oh my God.
By being bullied, and the friend's mom was involved on the other end. And it was just so it was really the first type of like cyberbullying coming to the forefront because the internet was so new at the time, right? Like social media was so new. And I just remember that vividly because my mom sat me down and talked to me about it like multiple times through because she was so nervous of like, as you grow up and as you encounter these mean girls or boys or whoever it is, how to handle that. Yeah. And it can be and feel absolutely relentless with the apps and internet and all the spaces we have now. But
there's way more platforms.
You as a parent need to step in.
Tim says, ask the daughter, but don't make up a BS excuse to the mom. Tell her the truth. The parents probably don't know their child is being a bully, and they should know. Don't just sweep it under the rug or it's going to keep getting worse. Jackie says, what does your daughter want to do? I'd follow her lead on this. If she prefers to just distance herself from this friend without the confrontation, then you can just make up an excuse to why you have to cancel the plans, like an appointment. But there is no need to force your daughter to hang out with someone who's not her true friend.
No.
I agree. What's the point?
You shouldn't. You shouldn't at all.
Denise
like
says,
I said, stop it at the door.
Oh, hell no. Cancel with Lisa's mom directly and tell her that Lisa is a two-faced friend that is partaking in online bullying. And make sure to send mom the screenshots. That's important. So she knows, because I'm sure we can agree. So a lot of parents today, not my Lisa. Oh, no.
Not my Jonathan. No, he's literally curb-stomping other kids' heads. So, yes.
It's aggressive.
I know. Listen, I think that just because there's plans in place, and just because it's easier to fulfill obligation, stop it.
You would be
cut it off.
You would absolutely be sending the wrong message to your daughter if you continue to let this girl hang out with her.
It's giving like, oh, you're a doormat and you're going to let people walk all over you.
Yeah.
Nope. No thanks. I'm all set on that. we're getting a lot of texts.
Let me get to Rachel real quick, who says, good morning, guys. Why on earth would this mom go through with the plans? It's a terrible idea. She's teaching her daughter that bullying is okay. Call the mom. Tell her exactly why your daughter will no longer be friends with this Lisa girl. 100%.
There's a lot of texts that I can't read because there's a lot of profanities, but I'll get to the ones that I can. This mom should absolutely not take that girl out with her daughter. It's just adding insult to injury. And if it's a Snapchat group, that means they're doing little things to make fun of her. So anything that you do throughout that day could be a topic of conversation within that group.
Oh, that's true.
Definitely do not make your daughter hang out with a person that is awful. I absolutely would cut that off at the knees and tell the mom the reason why you're stopping this hangout session.
Yeah.
I would never have my daughter around people like that, period, point blank.
Allison, you cannot be afraid of confrontation with this other mom.
No.
As the parent here, you have to tell her exactly what's going on with her daughter, Lisa, and what she's been doing to your daughter with her friends at school. And it's starting these Snap group chats, which happens a lot.
Bad.
In every school imaginable. Hey guys, if I would give advice to this mom and say, if you're able to, screenshot everything. This happened to me in high school and it only got worse. And the bullying was horrific. If you're able to get screenshots, definitely bring them with you when talking to the other parents.
Call the mom and tell her what her kid is doing and then call the cops for bullying. I don't know if you can call the cops. This is not okay. Cut it off now before it gets any worse.
Yeah, so everybody that's messaging in, there's a lot of messages here, Allison. Do not drag this out. Cut off the plans immediately and talk to Lisa's mom. Tell her exactly what's going on and bring screenshots. Thank you guys for the messages.
Heavy one this morning.
Who did you say what high school is looking to get rid of cell phones from the start of the day until school ends?
So it was Rochester City Schools that were looking into it, but the New York State Teachers Union is looking into it as a whole. So it would be effective for like widespread districts the region, which I think would do wonders.
Could be beneficial.
Yes.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in and all the messages. It's Peaks Wide Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.